opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome to Health Matters, because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And joining me this morning, actually she joins me every morning, it's my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services and the Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. And give our listening audience a good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And today, joining us on Health Matters is Melinda Burkhart, who is a certified music therapist. Melinda, tell everyone good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So glad to be here.
Okay, that's great. As you know, A&T Healthcare is a home healthcare agency. We have offices throughout the Hudson Valley, including Newburgh, Kingston, Mount Kisco, also in New Jersey and New York City. And of course, our corporate office is in New City, New York, in Rockland County. One of our things that we always stress so much in our show is that we want it to be engaging and informative, and we also want you to be entertained. We want to give you specific topics that are related to health, the things that may be of interest to you. And as we always say, if you have any calls, any questions, or any comments, please give us a call. The phone number, as you know, it's 845 area code, and it's 651-1110. That's 651-1110. And thank you always, as I say, for making us part of your Thursday morning. Before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to our class. One of the things that A&T does, and as I said, I'm the Director of Education, is that we train individuals to be able to become a patient care aide or a home health care aide. And right now, we have a class going on in the Newburgh office, and I want to give a shout-out to them. They're doing a very fine job, but this is something that is available. It's something that if anyone's interested in pursuing a career in healthcare, this is a great way as far as being started. I was reading in the jobs, actually, my wife, Ann, on an early Sunday morning, brought it to my attention, but this was in the Rockland Journal News, and they talked about the fastest growing industries to join by 2019. And number four, it says home health care services. And they're saying that this includes registered nurses, home health care aides, and nursing assistants. So that's the fourth largest one. Actually, I'm looking at it now, and they also say offices of physical, occupational, and speech therapists are also listed, but they didn't list music therapists, Melinda. I wonder why.
They probably didn't list music therapists, even though it will be growing, but they didn't list it because New York State has not designated that we are reimbursable yet.
Oh, okay.
Which is a very, very sad fact.
Okay. No, I'm sure.
Especially when you start to hear about the things, and we're going to talk a little bit about how it does help people regain, you know, things in their life and help people through very difficult and traumatic times. Yeah.
Especially at times when nothing else will work also.
Right.
But we, through the American Music Therapy Association, they are working on that, especially our region, the New York State region is working on that. And also there has been a recent designation for someone who's worked in the field who completed a postgraduate program and passed a board exam and completed 1,500 hours of supervised, supervised postgraduate clinical experience.
Wow.
And that's something called an LCAT, which is a New York State licensed creative arts therapist, which I am one of those.
Wow. That's a great accomplishment.
And it's licensed by the state's mental health professional.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
But
as I said, I also want to do another shout-out.
Coming along.
I also want to do another shout-out to our Newburgh office, is that Joyce Baranga, she is going to be leaving, unfortunately, A&T Healthcare, and she's been with us she was one of the directors at the Newburgh office, and as well as a nursing supervisor, and we're going to miss her very much. And Joyce, we just want to wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Best of luck, Joyce.
Okay.
Bye, Joyce.
Also, as I want to remind everyone, is that we're very excited that we do have a Facebook page on A&T Healthcare. And what we'll be doing is we'll be updating it daily with pictures, videos, and important information, as well as news of upcoming events to offer a more interactive home healthcare experience. So please go to our website, like us, give us a rating. It's very easy. You can just Google. I know that's part of our lexicon. Like, Google this or what have you. But just Google A&T Healthcare.
Probably in the dictionary now.
And you'll be able to get it. And one of the things that we are still working on and we're very excited about is we want to get a Dropbox where all the shows that we have been recording here at WTBQ, that you would be able to access that particular information, because we've been doing this for several months now. And we've really felt that we've had our finger on the pulse as far as things that are important topics, as we are doing today. But you will be able to listen to them at a different time. So that we are looking forward to. Okay, as we get started, Melinda, could you please tell us something about yourself and why did you, select this particular career?
Well, I started off, my mother always tells me this story, or used to tell me the story about when I was 2 years old and I wanted to win a toy. So she said, get up and sing the song and you might win something. So I was very motivated by that. So I sang the ABC song. And apparently I won a toy. This is a story. I don't remember the toy. I don't remember anything about it. Yeah. But I guess my musical career started then. And then later on through high school, I played violin in the symphony orchestra, also through college. And in college, I learned several other instruments. And I had heard about something called music therapy when I was in undergrad, and I had no interest in it whatsoever. Then we go 8 years later, and I was working in publishing, and I wasn't that interested in it. And I kept seeing ads in the newspaper for someone who had arts and crafts ability, played guitar, and could sing. And my mother had worked in a nursing facility in activity. Okay. She was the receptionist there. Okay. And so I thought, you know what? I'll do that. So I got the job right away. And then I started working with people with dementia. And I took to that population like a duck on water. Mm-hmm. And I decided if I'm going to be here, I'm going to go for my master's degree. So I applied to NYU. And I couldn't believe it, but I got in.
Wow. No, that's
congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's fantastic. You know, one thing about music therapy, I always talk that every time we have a show here on Health Matters, that's what you listen to, Health Matters. I always pick up something, I learn something that I didn't know before the show started. Now, music therapy, I really have very little knowledge. I've heard of it, but I have very little knowledge of it. I'm very excited about this particular program. I always know that with music, and by the way, how do you feel? We're broadcasting in a radio station, so there's a lot of music here.
Yes, but that music could be therapeutic music. There's mm-hmm. a difference between like therapeutic music, like when a musician plays in front of people, mm-hmm. that could be therapeutic music, but music therapy is a little more in depth, and certainly the training is.
Mm-hmm. And it's just that I just know that it really is so much a part of everyone's life. I know that many times when I hear a song, it can improve my demeanor and stuff. Oh, God, I feel more upbeat or what have you. And I think that it's just something that's yours. But could you tell us more about what is music therapy?
Well, music therapy has a lot of definitions. People have even written books about what is music therapy. But according to the American Music Therapy Association, it's the clinical and evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within the therapeutic relationship by a credentialed professional who has completed an approved music therapy program. I have an easier definition.
Okay.
Because that's too many words.
Very clinical.
Right.
Very clinical, exactly, which it is clinical.
Yes, it is.
But I believe that it's using music as a vehicle to achieve non-musical goals. So the goals might be to increase speech. They might be to increase physicality, being able to walk again. It might be decreasing stress. It might be increasing reminiscence, it might be increasing socialization. There's a myriad of things it could increase.
I know we always talk about like elevator music. I know sometimes rather than seeing like the rock stations or something like that, sometimes it's background music. I know that I find that more relaxing sometimes. And again, we have the whole spectrum as far as like musical stuff that we listen to.
We're very eclectic in our music. We go from one extreme to the other. But, you know, it's funny you should say that about stress. I go to the dentist, and every time I go, they ask me if I want to put the headphones on and put some music on. And I always say, no, no, no. But I'm going to try it next time because I always have this anxiety no matter what it is.
Even the dentist understood what was going on years ago. Mm-hmm. I heard these stories about dentists. They were one of the first people actually to start with music therapy.
Yeah. Wow. I bet. Yeah. I
didn't know it was music therapy. That's what it is.
I wonder if they even knew.
they get it. Well, apparently they used to like drive around before cars and everything. You know, a whole bunch of musicians would drive around.
Oh.
And they get to a place, say the guy was about to pull a tooth or something, and the violins would go, you know.
Really?
And they pull it out. It was a distraction.
Right. It's a distraction.
Yeah. I mean, I was having some surgery, and they were about to put the needle into my arm. Uh-huh. And in the past, when I've had that done, it burned, and it made me very nervous. This time, I had a little James Taylor on, which is what I prefer. and I didn't even notice it at all. And there I wasn't anxiety provoked.
You know, and when I had that CAT scan that time, I remember they, put on the headphone, and it is like a distraction. I don't realize how many times it's used in a healthcare setting.
When I was getting ready for the show today, I was reading about anxiety and listening to music to help reduce anxiety, and that's when it dawned on me about the dentist. Like, mm-hmm. I remember as a child going in, they would have that elevator music playing in the background.
Well,
now it's different. You have a choice of what kind of music.
Which is really important, because a music therapist will not look at it like, oh, no, rap music, that's no good. You can't. If someone grew up with rap music and that's really something that they feel close to their heart, that's the only music that's going to calm them down.
And I feel like certain types of music make you feel a different way.
Yes, and it depends on the moment where you're at, too.
Absolutely. Like if I put on some rap music or some pop, you know, dance music, I feel upbeat and energized, and I enjoy it. So
I know even sometimes, Melinda, if I'll hear a song, I'll think of an event in my life. Okay, right? Like
we do. We'll say, well, remember in college,
right? Yeah, during your adolescence,
right? Like there was this. Oh, I remember the song being played at something like that at the prom or something like that. And when you hear that song, you go right back to it. I do remember real quickly, when Ann and I got married, I did pick up the microphone and I sang Margaritaville. And I said I did it quite well.
You did very well.
And
you
I remember
the words,
before
I
said it, I said to the people there, I said, I do hope that when you hear this song, that you think of the time when Ann and I got married. So
aww.
I don't know how well it worked or something like that. But
it depends how many margaritas they were doing at the time, I suppose.
It was a lot of fun.
But but you bring up a really good point, because the right side of the brain is the creative side, and the left side of the brain is the more verbal, the speech. And the right side of the brain stays healthy for most of your life, and especially people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. The right side stays healthy, and that's why if you wanted to sing songs with them, you should go back to their adolescence and choose songs from that era.
That's how to do it.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right, you're listening to Health Matters, and when we come back, we will be talking more about who can benefit from music therapy.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call 1-800-471-0345.
Call today.
If sun damage or aging is stopping you from looking on the outside how you feel on the inside, then come to the Hudson Valley Cosmetic Surgery and Skin Center. The board-certified physician and trained compassionate staff provide skin rejuvenation treatments that will take years off your face and neck with very little or no downtime. With 25 years of experience and state-of-the-art innovative procedures such as eyelid rejuvenation, Botox and Restylane, chemical peels and laser treatments, look as young as you feel. Call Hudson Valley Cosmetic Surgery and Skin Center for a free consultation at 877 877- 956-2792.
If you use propane or heating oil in the Hudson Valley, be sure to look for certain qualities in your supplier. Reliable fuel delivery, highly trained professionals, and a rapid response to your concerns. At Suburban Propane, you'll receive all three. Suburban Propane has been delivering warmth and comfort to homes and businesses for more than 80 years. Our local team of dedicated employees right here in the Hudson Valley works hard to continue that long tradition of warmth, safety, and reliability. Suburban's no-run-out guarantee provides another layer of security during the long winter months. Suburban customers can also count on service 24/7, 365. For a limited time only, become a new Suburban propane gas customer and receive free 25 gallons toward your first fuel delivery, free installation to an existing gas line, a free safety check, and free heating equipment service plan for 1 year. That's right, all free of charge. Sign up now with a fuel supplier that you can rely on all year long. Call Suburban Propane today at 845-469-2177. Or 1-800-PROPANE, or visit us on the web at suburbanpropane.com. Proud sponsors of the Orange County 4th of July fireworks.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ. All right, and welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare, and joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Feller, Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare. And we have here our certified music therapist, Melinda Burkhardt, who's joined us, and we're talking about music therapy.
Hello again.
Now, before we get started, I was remiss, but I would like to congratulate WTBQ for their 21st anniversary. Boy, that must have went fast. Congratulations, and I'm glad that we're part of WTBQ on Thursday morning. But this doing something for 21 years, you're doing something right. And it's like anything, as I feel about our show, Health Matters, we always want to give the best program that we possibly can to educate the listening audience of WTBQ. But again, congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, let's, Melinda, going back again, who can benefit from music therapy?
I feel, frankly, that anyone can benefit from music therapy, but there are specific populations that people do work with that a lot of people benefit from it. First of all, psychiatry. They've been using music therapy in psychiatry, and if it's going to be reimbursed for anything, it would be for psychiatry.
Right, right.
They've been doing that since World War II, I believe, when all the veterans came back from the war, and they were all in the hospital just sitting there, and so the musicians would come in, and they would play for them. They noticed it changed their mood. And then they noticed if someone played trombone and their arm was hurt, it might get them to be moving their arm again, or it might get their feet moving again. So then it really became a big part of, I know there are music therapists who work in VAs currently.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
There's also a the work with a lot of people with brain injuries, mm-hmm, and neurological disorders, chronic illness, cancer, mental health, medical procedures, developmental disabilities and autism spectrum, substance abuse, physical and sensory impairments, and hospice, and also one of my passions, Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I just sort of like we take music for granted somewhat to a certain extent. Oh, it's always on the radio. We listen to it. But we don't think of it in a clinical setting. I mean, really, you gave so many illustrations of where it could be used. But how does the music therapy actually help?
It depends on the population. Like I said, as a music therapist, you're going to look at what goal you want to reach with that person. If someone has dementia, you might want to increase their socialization skills. You might want to reduce their agitation.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to trigger their long-term memory and their short-term memory. I I've worked with people who no longer really were interested in drinking or eating anymore, and I've made up a song, and I'll write, we're going to take a sip now after the song, and they actually take a sip when no one was able to get them to eat or anything. So it helps in a zillion ways.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it would have to be like on a case-by-case basis, correct?
You have to look at each individual. Every individual has their own individual plan and goal, you know, to work with. Exactly. Not everyone who has Alzheimer's is the same, has the same right. kind of behaviors. There are some similar ones for sure, mm-hmm. but not everyone has the same thing. And you also don't know their background.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's someone from... who was born in the 1920s and say in their adolescence they were in the 30s and 40s, you'd most likely go for music of that time. You wouldn't mm-hmm. necessarily go for music like the Beach Boys, which was in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but sometimes, and I mean, I've worked on I opened an Alzheimer's unit many years ago, and one of the things that we learned with those patients that we had at the time, that they responded to music.
Right, just in general.
Music. And that was pretty amazing to me because, you know, if you were playing a little like dance party music, it just got people engaged and moving, or some people would respond.
Well, this is going back to their adolescence. Those would be the songs where they can get the words and
right.
remember the words.
You're right.
I definitely agree with you, though, because you know what? We are music. Our heartbeat has a rhythm.
Oh.
You know, it's we are a music.
We are
music, and it's you know grounding.
I'm sorry. This is the nursing coming through. I apologize, but I know it's CPR. They say that if you're doing CPR,
staying alive. That's true.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I've heard that.
This is the nursing coming through. Ann and I are both nurses, and when you said that about it, that's how you remembered.
Right.
Okay.
That is true. That's right. I know. I've heard about that one, too.
Yeah.
Maybe can you tell us a little bit about how you worked with Alzheimer's patients? You touched on it just a little bit about making a song about eating, but we do see a lot of difficulties with people having difficulty eating or not wanting to eat or not understanding to eat, bathing, you know, dressing, getting out of bed. Maybe you could talk a little bit about how you could help somebody I would
go for a song that they're familiar with. If it's someone who's very spiritual,
mm-hmm.
Say they go to church or synagogue or whatever, you find a song that has to do with that, something that's very, very deep in them. And I would form a relationship through the song first, and then I would say, this is what we're going to do, but... You know, I might even change the melody, the words to the song.
Right,
I might
right.
keep Amazing Grace going, but I might, you know, I
yeah.
might be,
this
we're going to the shower. Mm. You know, I might try that. It depends upon the person. Mm. You know, even in terms of changing their clothes, you know.
Right.
I know it's always like very, very unique, and that's what we're saying.
I know it's very unique to the individual.
You have to know a lot of songs.
Know, it's like when we're getting our children to eat and they don't want to eat, and you kind of make a song about,
right.
you know, here comes the plane or the train.
Right.
In my house, it's the train.
Right. But with the children, it could be a new song in general.
Right. You can make up a new, because their minds are so opened and ready to
right,
grab
but, onto anything. But with someone who has dementia, even if they're in an early stage, say they're in their 50s or 60s, they still want, I know for me, if I get nervous about something, if I hear a song that I'm really familiar with, it makes me feel safer. It's the safety of the structure of the music
mm-hmm.
that makes me feel like I can do this, whatever is stressing me out.
It just calms you
it calms,
down.
It can calm you down because you'll know that you're safe in the structure of the music.
Wow.
No, I know. I remember, like talking back with the Alzheimer's unit, that they always had Lawrence Welk playing. And
mm-hmm.
That was one of the music that was always playing on the television and whatnot. And that was because it was related to their time or their generation.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I've been in the field for 25 years now. And suddenly I'm starting to, it's hitting my songs. So it's
you know,
like, whoa.
It's a little weird when, you know, The Grateful Dead is an oldie.
right, exactly. And trust me.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
James Taylor's an oldie.
Yeah,
no,
James Taylor just came out with
a
new album. James Taylor just came out with the new CD.
I know that, yeah.
And, you know,
it's not album anymore.
He has been like a staple.
They call it an album.
You know, from the 70s and all that stuff, and he's doing all new material. And, you know, it's still like the same base of people that would want to listen to it. That's what Ann and I always said. What are we going to be listening to when we're...
If we're in a nursing home, or I don't think we're going to be singing In the Good Old Summertime, or as my children who worked on the Alzheimer's unit during the summer when they were growing up, they all know the words to You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. That's not going away. No. Parents sing that to the children now, so that's not going to go away.
I actually do sing that to my grandson when I'm trying to put him to sleep. I changed the words a little bit.
I would love to work on a Grateful Dead or Carole King unit.
We'll have to. Yeah. That would be hard, right? Carole King,
that would definitely be different. That would definitely be different.
I'd be singing
But I like all the music.
Tapestry my whole time.
Right.
I know you're talking about, like even for caregivers and stuff like that. We talk so much in our show about many times caregivers, when they're caring for someone with dementia or may have many physical disabilities, that we always say to them, is that you have to remember yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to care for your loved ones. And but what recommendation do you have for someone like that, like a caregiver, as far as how music might impact their well-being?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, really important, because there's caregiver burnout, and they're going to end up having all kinds of physical problems themselves and not being able to help their loved one.
Right.
I recently, actually, the Alzheimer's Association of Orange and Sullivan recently, actually, there were, I think Ulster was included in that. Rockland might have, I'm not sure.
But Hudson Valley, maybe.
Yeah, we went up to Frost Valley. There was a caregiver's retreat. It's free every year. Talk to your Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, okay.
But it's for any caregiver. So if you're a caregiver, someone without Alzheimer's, you could still come up there. It's a beautiful setting. We played music. There was a harp. There was a flute player. But also something that I actually helped create that I'm really actually proud of in Orange County is a music social program.
Oh, really? Tell us about it.
Yeah, for people with Alzheimer's and other dementias and their caregivers.
Oh, okay.
And I do this in affiliation with the Alzheimer's Association here. And I do an annual fundraiser. And a lot of people in our area, actually in our listening area, have donated toward that. And we're going on the seventh year of providing a free music social program. The second, we had it in Vail's Gate, and now we're moving actually locally here in Warwick, New York, to the Albert Wietzner Public Library.
Okay, right in the backyard, okay.
Right in the backyard, starting July 17th. You need to call the Alzheimer's Association for more information on that. And I will give you that number in 1 second. And also, next Friday, the second Friday of every month, we also offer the free music social program at Glen Arden in Goshen, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And please call the Alzheimer's Association to find out about the music social program. It's free. It's for caregivers and their loved ones. The number is 1-800-272-3900. That's 1-800-272-3900. And what happens during those groups is everybody sings, everybody plays instruments, everybody gets up and dance, if they can get up and dance.
Right.
Otherwise, we dance in our seat.
Let me tell you, sometimes people that don't normally get up independently will get up and dance.
Neurologically, it's just amazing because, again, it hits the creative side of your brain. And even if you're like, no, I can't walk anymore, I've seen people push their... get up out of their wheelchairs or push their walkers away and get up and start dancing. It's like unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Okay, well, you are listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, we'll be talking about how music therapy can assist with people suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome or even with a traumatic brain injury.
A Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services, from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Crime. It's everywhere, even in our beautiful Hudson Valley. Now there is a source to keep you on top of what's happening, who's been arrested, what crime has occurred, and who the police are looking for. It's called MidHudsonMostWanted.com, the Hudson Valley's only daily online source to keep you alert. Log on, MidHudsonMostWanted.com, a division of Statewide News Network Incorporated.
The law firm of Beatty & Krahulik, founded in 1872, provides sophisticated legal services to businesses and individuals throughout the Orange County area. As the oldest law firm in Orange County, the firm has developed a reputation providing the highest quality client service. This is attorney Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Call for a free consultation at 986-1155. That's 986-1155 at HudsonValleyLaw.us.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647 and visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
Hi, I'm Pat O'Dwyer. Join me on the Friday Roundtable for a provocative look at politics and the people in our Hudson Valley community on the Friday Roundtable at 9 a.m. on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
For today, we'll see combinations of clouds and sunshine, just the smallest chance of a shower this afternoon with a high topping 80. Tonight, it's partly to mostly cloudy, quite comfortable, low by morning near 55 or so. Partly sunny, nice tomorrow, highs back near 80. For the 4th of July, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, but certainly far from a washout, and a high back near 80. And by Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 85. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
Good morning and welcome back to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella. And we have a special guest today, Melinda Brighard, who is a certified music therapist. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Good morning. Welcome to Health Matters.
Good morning. My name is Peggy Whalen. I'm a geriatric care manager in Warwick.
Yes.
And I've
I've worked with Melinda on several cases, and
hi, Peggy.
I can't say hi, Melinda. I just wanted to say that Melinda has helped so many of my clients, my elderly, frail clients. What she does is almost magic, and it just reaches their souls. And especially when elderly people can't speak for themselves, she finds a way. She'll get to know who that person is and finds a way to validate them, and they honestly become alive.
Wow. You know, many times I know with elderly people, and sometimes they have trouble expressing themselves, and they do what is called nonverbal communication, and you can just see it in their mannerisms, their expressions, their smiles, and that's how you know it's really taking an effect.
Yes, yes. So keep doing what you're doing, Melinda.
thank you so much, Peggy. I appreciate
great.
That.
Thanks for the call.
Peggy, thank you so much for the call.
You're
great geriatric care manager, too. So.
Oh, that's okay.
Enough of that.
Right there.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
But really, I have to tell a real quick story, but I know, like, music is almost a part of her life. I remember in the 70s, that was when I was in college, and it'd be like people would be a social event, and all the music would be playing, and then there'd be one song, and then everyone would start dancing. I think I even see that when you go to weddings or something like that, there's this one song, and that kind of galvanizes everyone to get out and really start the party.
But yeah, it becomes like your culture.
Yeah.
It could be the college culture of like,
it's something that's going on.
Or at the wedding, it could be the Italian culture with the tarantella.
That's how it is. A couple of weeks ago, Melinda, we had a discussion on traumatic brain injury. And could you tell us something about the benefits of music therapy? And I also know this from our research is that, as we all remember, Congresswoman Gifford, from Arizona, that she had utilized the service of a music therapist. Could you tell us about people suffering? And I remember one of the lines that I pulled away from that is that when you've seen one traumatic brain injury, you've seen one traumatic brain injury.
Exactly. Exactly. Actually, I've been in touch. I'm actually friends with the music therapist who was working with Gabby Gifford, because at the time I was working on a traumatic brain injury with a client, and I actually contacted her to find out what she did with Gabby Gifford and how perhaps I could help my client. And she's trained in a specific kind of music therapy called neurological music therapy.
Okay.
And people study that in, I think, University of Colorado. But there's also other ways that through the years, just having the knowledge that I have working with a lot of different clients, that I've noticed that you can work with people with traumatic brain injury. I know that one of the things that Gabby Gifford had access to through that kind of music therapy was when she would learn to walk again. The music therapist would play a certain amount of beats in a certain amount of time, depending upon how big her steps were, that mm-hmm. she'd pace herself. And eventually, she was able to walk with the rhythm. Now, just typical PD certainly is helpful, but this is done as a co-treat mm-hmm. with a physical therapist and the music therapist. And just hearing the music also, again, a distraction. You push yourself further, and it's motivating also. So in terms of that, I know she helped with that, certainly in terms of speech, as we've all heard.
Gifford,
we even heard her singing Tomorrow. The reason the music therapist picked the song Tomorrow, because that was important to Gabby Gifford, because apparently she was Annie in a play when she was younger.
Wow. Oh, boy. This
in
is
in her memory.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it was on that right side mm-hmm. of her brain, which luckily, I guess, the bullet wasn't there.
Yeah. Now, we've said that about traumatic brain injury, and that was when that happened. That's gotten so much more attention with the traumatic, and even I feel bad for our veterans that are coming back that have suffered traumatic brain injuries. That this is something that's available. But tell us more.
Yeah, I know that in Washington D.C., I think it's the NIH started a grant for uh-huh. the VA hospital down there. To have music therapy with the traumatic brain injury vets who are coming back. Again, you have to base the music upon what they're interested in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, I've also seen stories about that also at other VA hospitals. Not hospitals, actually, it's outpatient. Where they all come together, and a couple of music therapists were doing it together. They played guitar, and they taught the vets how to play guitar. And the ones who were, picked it up quicker or had a little bit of background started teaching the other vets. So it ended up being like a socialization thing through the music. But at the same time, they did some songwriting. So that could help with their expression. Mm-hmm. The important part of any kind of trauma whatsoever or depression or anything is to be able to express their emotions. And there are many people who don't want to talk about it. I think verbal therapy is wonderful, but it's not always for everyone. And through music therapy, you can express what you need to express. You got to get it out of your system. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck wherever you're at. Mm-hmm. And you can express it. And that's why that VA program with the guitars and the songwriting is so powerful. And hopefully it'll be expanding to other VAs and other areas.
Well, that's what we want to inform people.
You know, think about it. Like some people, they don't want to go to therapy. It's
therapy. It's like,
I don't want to talk about myself or how I feel. But maybe with music, it's easier because it doesn't feel like therapy.
Right. I mean, you could express yourself through a song.
Right.
You know, I don't want to talk about it, but I choose to hear this song. The reason we all choose to hear songs at a certain moment in time is because there's something we want from that song. This morning, I put on Donna Summer on the radio.
I
was getting motivated, you know, to be here.
Right.
Little did I know there'd be cake for the 21st anniversary of WTBQ, but, you know... Yeah, but a lot of it's for motivation. My daughter, who's right before a sports game, she's really into sports, mm-hmm. you know, she would bring, you know, the music with her before they play a big soccer game or something.
Right. Well, you talked about Congresswoman Gibson and
Gifford.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
Our Congressman Chris Gibson, he was on our show.
Chris
That's okay.
Gibson
that was a fair mistake, Anne.
Sorry.
Fair mistake.
Hopefully he didn't have a TBI. Yeah.
No, not at all. No. But... talking about, you know, walking to the beat of the music, that a lot of times helps me if I'm trying to exercise.
Yes.
And I put my headphones on and I have a certain beat and I find I normally wouldn't walk at that pace, but that beat keeps me moving.
Right.
So it's very motivating.
The rhythm, that
the rhythm
is
that
the rhythm and perhaps the way the music is.
It's exciting or hitting something to motivate me to get moving.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you see them walking
probably,
in the gym,
you know,
a lot of people
yeah, everybody
are walking
has their
around.
Headphones on, so.
But Gabby Gifford, also in terms of the speech, there are certain music therapy techniques where it can be helped even more than a speech therapist. But certainly working as a co-treat with a speech therapist is mm-hmm. the best thing to do in terms of speech.
Right.
But... that's how she got her voice back. I worked with he was a friend of mine who recently passed away, unfortunately, but he had a tumor in his brain and the tumor was removed and he was having problems retrieving his speech.
Right.
And he was very frustrated most of the time. And I went over there and I started with a drum. He happened to have a conga drum. So we put the conga drum and both of us played together just pressing our hands down back and forth, and we did a very, very slow version of Let It Be.
Mm-hmm.
And he got every word out.
Wow.
And not only was it great that he got the word out, and there's always hopes that if you can retrieve it on the right side of your brain, the synapse will connect to the left side. That's the whole point of the music. It can build the bridge across.
Wow. Isn't the brain amazing?
It's music and the brain's
and the
amazing.
Brain.
And now we know why it's working together. Now I know why do I feel like that? I'm learning so much insight. We're listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about how music therapy can be utilized in the home care setting.
Hello, this is Tom Babington, Vice President of A&T Healthcare. A&T Healthcare, created in 1984 by two nurses, is a family-owned and operated home health agency managed by professional nurses. We have set the highest standards of quality care. A&T Healthcare provides a full range of in-home and private duty nursing services from live-in to hourly home health aides and companions who can assist with basic daily care needs. We also have highly trained, experienced, and skilled nurses who are qualified to provide all levels of medical case management services. A&T also offers private duty home home health aides, as well as private nurse placement for patients who are hospitalized and may have special needs or require extra attention. A&T Healthcare is dedicated to providing high-quality home health services for caregivers and families who are caring for loved ones at home with dignity. A&T provides home health services for newborns to seniors and is a New York State licensed service agency serving Rockland, Westchester, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Green, Ulster, Sullivan, Nassau, and Suffolk counties, as well as the five boroughs of New York City and New Jersey. When you contact A&T Healthcare, one of their trained and dedicated skilled nursing professionals will provide you with answers to those complicated questions at the time when you truly need someone to take your hand and help you through the maze of healthcare. For more information, please visit our website, at-healthcare.com, or call 845-638-4342 and get the answers that will give you peace of mind.
Mountain Florist, can I help you?
I need a dozen red roses.
Okay.
It's for my love.
Aw.
I love racing, so deliver them to Pocono Raceway.
The recipient?
Pocono Raceway.
Who gets...
Hello? The Tricky Triangle, Pocono Raceway.
Okay.
I love every car. I love racing.
Okay. I can...
It's not complicated. That. Roses, Pocono Raceway, love me.
I'm confused.
Roses for Pocono Raceway.
Sir?
NASCAR Sprint Cup Series?
Sir?
Verizon IndyCar Series?
Junior!
Jeff Gordon!
Who?
I bring my entire family so I can share the love.
I'm getting my manager.
Great! I'll be here making eyes at PoconoRaceway.com for race dates and tickets. For the love of racing.
Catch the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series August 2nd with the Pennsylvania 400 and the Verizon IndyCar Series August 23rd with the ABC Supply 500. Details at PoconoRaceway.com.
When my construction company has a tight deadline, I need a contract bond fast. That's why I work with Selective. With their Contractor Express program, I can pre-qualify for bonds for many of my smaller jobs in just a few minutes.
Selective. Response is everything. For quick and easy bond solutions, visit Selective.com.
Small contract bonds and no hassle. That works for me.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. For quick and affordable contract bond needs, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. To create your custom business insurance solution, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Fun and frolic and food at the annual Sidewalk Sale, July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Railroad Avenue in Warwick. Bargains, books, and a barbecue. Street vendors, raffles, and special sales. A used book sale to benefit Literacy Orange. So please donate and drop off your used books at our favorite bookstore, Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in Warwick. Our local restaurants are cooking up their best barbecue, and there's even a dog look-alike contest on the Railroad Green, which will be held on Saturday, July 11th at 12 noon. On Sunday at 1 p.m., have your pie and eat it too at the Pie Eating Contest. You can pre-register at Noble Pies Bakery. For more information about the Sidewalk Sale, call Corrine Iorato at Pex Wine and Spirits, 845-986-WINE. That's 845-986-WINE.
Every day, the financial landscape changes.
Only 1 in 10 Americans think things are okay with the economy.
And every day, Clark Howard is there with vital information to help you navigate through it. Clark Howard.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and joining me is my wife, Ann Fella, from A&T Healthcare. And we have a very special guest, Belinda Burghardt, who is a certified music therapist.
Thank you, Peter. I just want to remind everyone that we have many openings for personal care aides and home health aides in the Warwick area. So if you're interested, we do training right in our Newberg office. Give us a call at 845-561-7900 and come in and fill out an application. We're really, you know, looking for people in this area, so keep that in mind.
And there is no charge for taking that particular course. However, we do interview you, and we want to make sure that you really have a good standard. It takes a special person to become a home health care aide or a personal care aide, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on.
And I bet there's some special people out there.
And that's when I'm sure that they're here. Let's talk a little bit about home care now, Melinda. Tell us about how music therapy can be utilized in individuals that are receiving home care.
Oh, certainly. Well, I told you about that friend of mine who had the brain tumor, and Let It Be really helped him. I also worked with a young child who was 10 years old and she actually ate a sesame seed and she was allergic to it.
Oh.
And she went into anaphylactic shock. I'm glad I have nurses here with me today. Anaphylactic shock. And she ended up with a traumatic brain injury.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And it was very sad because she was only 10 years old. And she had all kinds of therapies coming in to help her. But the one thing that she would turn her head for was the music. Mm-hmm. If there was a musical instrument on one side, or she'd choose music she liked, I would go on the iPad and choose music that happened when she was 10 years old, because I saw her also later on. Those would be the songs she could relate to then. And she responded truthfully in that case. I'm no longer on that case, but truthfully on that case, I thought we should have been co-treating. The music therapist should have been co-treating with every single other therapist on the case to help her more. I did end up co-treating with a speech therapist, which the speech therapist helped me, being there, getting more sounds out of her. And I helped the speech therapist when she had to do certain things that were uncomfortable for the child, mm-hmm. but the music was used as a distraction.
Right.
So we were able to work together, and it really helped the child a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things that I did with a client, I went to visit a client in her home, and she was very depressed, and she was bedbound. And there were physical therapists who came in, and they were like, no, she doesn't qualify for physical therapy. She's not moving and this whole thing. So I went in, and I was called in as a music therapist. So I'm like, okay, I brought some instruments with me. And she was like, I'll play them, but I don't really want to. I don't know. So eventually I said, what if I brought some music in? Would you do some dancing with me? And she's like, I can't get up. I said, no, from your bed. And so she was like, all right. And so I brought in some music, and especially disco music she happened to like.
Okay.
And
one of my favorites.
There you go, on the radio.
That's right.
And she was moving. I would be like, okay, punch your arms out, move your head around, let's get those legs up and down. She was dancing every part of her body.
Wow.
And we did that for maybe 45 minutes.
Wow.
She was able to handle it. And, you know, when she was done, that's fine. I certainly respected when she was done. But I also have a little background in other creative arts therapies, and I took quite a few courses in dance therapy. And I knew when to stop, and I knew you don't have to get the movement perfect. You just have to move. You just have to keep moving.
So here's somebody who really was bedbound, not moving, not doing things.
Not doing anything. People said, she's not going to move.
Forget it. Mm-hmm. And here she was doing an activity, getting her body moving, which actually makes your brain feel better, too.
Right. It just helped. And she was depressed, and so that got her a bit out of her funk, you know.
Right. It kind of changed your mood a little
funk
bit.
Funk is the clinical term. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
funk is definitely the
I have to say, it's just been really, Melinda, it's been so wonderful, but there's so many things that we've picked up as far as how music impacts on our life, and even we don't realize that it's happening until we talk about it, and that as a distraction. I know we talked about lessening the effects of dementia, even talking about pain. It's just like a distraction. It's utilized in so many ways, and I hope our listening audience picked up on that. That keep that radio playing in the background. It's doing something. Maybe it might not be.
So now, when
as
I go
obvious.
Home on Friday night and I put on Mantovani to relax.
Yes.
Now I know why. It's because it's therapeutic to me.
Right, therapeutic. Right.
It has been so good. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. Can we have you back another time?
I would love to come back. There's so much more to tell you about.
Did you want to mention any of your current programs coming up? Okay, quick.
Real quick.
I am going to be doing a children's music class next week at Pedal Power in Greenwood Lake. Go to my Facebook page, Melinda's Music. Become a fan there.
We're on Facebook. Don't forget us on Facebook.
Learn more.
And as I always say, stay healthy because your health matters. And to you, your family, and friends, all the best. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye now.